what will you be looking for most tonight in the returns? Are there any particular places, mm-hmm. any particular regions?
Springfield, Southwest Missouri will be very important to our victory. So will the Kansas City area. Sarah's been there about 20 times. We're factoring that into our victory as well. And also those districts in kind of southern part of central Missouri. We think those will be very important to us.
Do you think this is going to be a long night? Do you think it's going to be a close race?
You know, I've been through so many of these. There's really no way of knowing until they start coming in. Sometimes it takes a while. Sometimes it's pretty quick. But we're in for the long haul. We'll wait as long as it takes. I think generally overall what we've heard with turnout, that would lead me to think that it'll probably be, you know, 10 or 11 o'clock at night. But I'm not sure about that yet. But we'll wait it out. You know, we did a statewide campaign. She was in a lot of homes and a lot of living rooms, literally talking to people about the issues that matter to them. And we just hope that message resonated and that those folks felt motivated to get out and vote today.
How would you characterize the race between Congressman Alsop and Treasurer Steelman?
I would characterize it as a race between Missouri experience and Washington experience. Sarah's been here for the last 10 years. She's been on the forefront of big issues this state has tackled, like gay marriage, partial birth abortion ban, lots of other things. And I think Congressman Alsop's record is different. He's been in Washington for the past 10 or 12 years, where they spend more money than they take in. And I think there's some really clear contrast between the two of them and what they would do as governor.
Has the primary helped or hurt the eventual Republican winner in taking on Jay Nixon?
I think it's helped them immensely, and I'll tell you why. It's because it's gotten both of them to get out around the state and to listen to the people, and I don't think Jay Nixon's been doing a lot of that lately, and I think that that either Congressman Alsop or Treasurer Steelman will be very well suited to start tomorrow hitting the campaign trail again and talking to folks again and driving that good message into November.
Can there be a united front after a tough primary?
Oh, I think so, absolutely. Absolutely. I think Republicans will get behind the fact that Jay Nixon would be a disaster for this state as governor, and I think that's something that will unify the party in the weeks and months ahead. It'll take a little bit of time, I think, but ultimately we'll get there, and ultimately I think we'll be successful.
For our listeners taking behind the scenes, and we're talking just after the polls close, right. What is this like for the workers? I mean, this is kind of an angst-ridden night.
Incredibly anxious, very, very anxious. Everyone is just anxiously awaiting the numbers to come in and the returns to come in. All of our staff, we've been so busy, literally traveling across the state, every region of it. It's been hot, brutally hot, as everyone knows. So everybody's kind of tired, but very anxious to kind of get this wrapped up and optimistic about what tomorrow will bring.
Good luck, and thank you very much.
Thanks, Brent.